afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rocksolid, your comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. My name's Pat Francis, and joining me for one of his last three episodes. Matt, you're in the top three now.
Yeah, I got an advent calendar. I'm counting it down every
is it
day.
Does it have chocolate in it?
Yeah, I get a little sweet treat every time I open the door.
You got to go rock and roll, man. You open that up, there's a little hit of acid in there. That's what it has to be. That's the kind of advent. You know what? We should sell those this Christmas. Rock Solid advent character. Calendar, and it'll have,
it'll have some drugs in it. So you're going to become a drug dealer.
I'm going to become a drug dealer.
Essentially what you're saying.
Yeah, well, I have cancer and I'm dying, so now I'm going to sell drugs.
That's fine then. That's totally okay.
Have you ever heard of that happening?
I actually think the door itself could be a tab of acid and then inside something.
The chocolatey treat because you get the munchies?
I don't know how acid works.
I don't know. I don't know how any of it works either. It
might be something you want.
I don't know.
Doesn't citrus make it more intense or something?
I don't know.
Is that true? Thank you. Our off mic guest in the studio is nodding.
I know from
it's
that
a little
I know
wedge of orange.
I know from what I did learn from that Liberace movie is that amyl nitrate really makes your orgasm strong.
Oh, okay, great.
Okay, that's our show. joining me today in the co-host chair is the second of our four or five rotating co-hosts. We are excited to welcome him to the co-host chair. He's been here before as a guest, and he's back right now to really do the show properly. Big round of applause. I don't know, that would be me. For Mike Siegel.
Hello. Hey. Hello, Matt. Hello, Pat.
How you doing?
I didn't know if I could talk during that whole drug riff. Could I?
You can join in now.
You did the Pardo rules. You did the professional thing. You said
I'll speak when spoken
The
to.
Next time you're here, you'll be able to just talk. I just wanted to give you a proper introduction. But next time, it's all free will and everyone talks.
And is Matt leaving? I didn't even know this.
Matt has...
He's got anything else to do?
Yeah, I know.
Is that what it is?
There's just too many things. I'm going to try to keep him on the hook if I get a big musical guest that he'll let us come back here and do it here. But for... Matt's got two more with us. He's going to help keep the sound nice and tight.
Oh, attaboy.
That's a part of nice and tight.
High and
off
tight.
The collar. Tight.
So, Mike, you have your own podcast. Let's promote that up front.
That is the Travel Tales Podcast, traveltalespodcast.com.
And who is your... are you on Twitter with that?
I am on Twitter, at Travel Tales Pod.
And are you on Twitter as a as
and
yourself?
Funny Mike as myself?
Well, I think one of the words.
Mike, you agree with that?
I know it should have been Funny Michael.
Funny Michael.
I literally
a little screwed, more formal.
I just went into a part of that. Well, I think one of the
yeah.
Words. But so
it's what, half right. That
your
title.
You were just back from where? Where was your most recent travel?
Yesterday I just got back from San Francisco. I don't really.
Now what's it like down there? That's
world,
a place that's
crazy.
I have heard is really.
How did you get through the language barrier? Yeah,
and how long? Were you in customs?
That is.
That was just a little weekend thing.
So
but I was in Croatia a month ago. That would be the big one.
And you just had a birthday?
I did. It was last night. I'm not going to. I don't know when this comes out.
It was last night 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Okay.
So
last night 4 weeks ago.
You're the big 4'6".
Yeah, Pat. Thank you. Still younger than you.
That's true.
By the way.
Always will be. Unless you die in one of these countries you go to.
Yeah, right.
Jesus. That was going to be horrible.
That's
if
something
that
to think
does
about.
Happen.
But, you know, my age will become apparent when my songs start playing. You'll when you
point.
See my playlist, you'll
And where's
you'll know.
The where's the what's the topic of your well, I guess it'll be in 4 weeks. What will be the topic of your pot? Never mind. Where are you going next? Where are you going to travel to?
I have no big foreign ones trips planned. Maybe Mexico over the holidays. I don't know.
Mexico,
but,
Tijuana.
Yeah, buddy.
Donkey show.
Exactly. I like a nice donkey show. Who doesn't like a nice donkey show?
I don't think I would. Are you talking in a circus or like in Tijuana?
Oh, no. I'm talking about taking it, you know, like a man.
Wow, this is gone a whole different place. Actually, it hasn't gone anywhere. This
hasn't gone anywhere. I listen to your acid riff.
I know. Now, do you have any drug? Do you want to comment on drugs?
I have no idea. I've never done the
acid.
No.
What's the hardest drug you've done?
But you love traveling. You want to take a trip, right? Come on.
Yeah, man.
The hardest drug I've done, I guess that would be cocaine.
You did cocaine?
Yeah, I did
when
that
did
once.
Cocaine?
I did that once.
You shoot it up?
Yeah, I mainlined it. I did speedball.
I did it. I've done marijuana, and I shot it up.
But that was one thing. I'm glad I did it once, just for the fact that, like, I was old enough to know
this was 80s?
A horrible. No, it wasn't.
Oh.
And I went to college in the 80s. You think that?
Yeah,
and then weird. I never saw it. It just wasn't in the crowd I hung out with.
Right.
We just drank like fish.
Right.
But and there was weed everywhere. But that was. Mm-hmm. But
Pabst Blue Ribbon doesn't make a cocaine. That's the reason that it wasn't in college.
And also being broke kept me out of a lot of trouble in high school.
You just
college.
Did it once?
Yeah, in Hollywood.
Would you do a bump?
Yeah. And one night, basically.
Okay,
you can't
night.
Do it. But, and that's when I realized, because I would see behind the musics and all this stuff, and you'd see how, like, Rick James was up for 2 weeks making it. And I'm like, how could he do that?
Right.
And then I did it one night and went, oh, I could see how. The only reason we stopped, because we ran out.
Wow.
And we were just going to kept going. All of a sudden, sun's out. Ooh, not a lot's getting done.
And was it an effective high?
It was fun.
It was.
I'll be quite honest.
So
I had a lot
of
fun.
How come you've never done it before?
Because I was afraid.
I mean, again.
Again? Because I knew it was like, oh, this could be really bad. Because it
was, I think
they call it
addictive.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Addictive. Then all those, Aerosmith, it all made sense.
And if you were addicted to cocaine, you wouldn't be traveling. You'd have no money.
Exactly. Well, I'd be a mule. I could carry it back
you'd be traveling
forth.
To Colombia every weekend.
Oh, right. You are.
With a hollow leg.
Hey, real quick. Business. I'm reading a new book. It came out October 15th. Ray Davies has finally written a proper autobiography. It's called Americana, The Kinks, The Riff, The Road, The Story. And I'm about halfway through, and it is an excellent read. If you like The Kinks, lots and lots of good stuff in there. So I highly recommend it currently. Now, I could read the rest of it and think it sucks, but halfway through, I'm loving it. It would really have to taper off for it to be bad. But I recommend that. All right, that's our show.
And, wow.
Can I admit I'm a little uncomfortable right now with me broadcasting my cocaine use? On...
Well, no, I
but
mean,
the statute of limitations has passed.
Oh, really? Yeah. This is a long time ago.
Yeah, it's a long time ago.
You said you did it once. Like, I know what you're saying.
Once, yeah,
it's
yeah.
weird.
I'm just weird.
Because you're not that guy. But you did it one time. Good for you. You tried something to see what it was like.
All right.
But you had the strength to leave
I'm okay
it
with
behind.
It. I'm putting it out there in the ether, but it's in the internet forever.
Look, I'll still talk down to you because you've done it. And I haven't.
We obviously think less of you as a man. No question. You're weak.
Will this hurt my future presidential run?
I'm thinking, what else have you done that we don't know about with your freaky stuff? But don't you talk about stuff? You've been on podcasts where you've talked about stuff.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's rock and roll, man.
It's rock and roll, man. And look, where else but here?
Yeah, as long as we're not saying rock and peace, Mike Siegel.
Yeah, no kidding.
You're good. So, hey, this week's show, Mike actually brought the topic, and he came up with a great topic. He emailed me, said, what do you think of this topic? And I said, that topic's good. And he goes, because it's my topic. And I said, that's a great topic. So
he also brought 19 songs. So
I know.
Well, you know
that.
What?
He told me, like, I have 300 songs. I'm like, well, you're going to have to trim that down to at least 19.
I didn't want to underdo it.
Right.
But we can always skip stuff. You know.
Oh, no, we will skip
I was just
stuff.
Worried. I was just worried that, you know, we were going to bring in some of the
same
stuff.
Don't worry
you,
about
and you
it.
Did. I'm okay. Looking at it now. There are some overlaps. So that'll save some time right off
so
the
don't
bat.
Worry
that's why I brought in more.
Don't worry about it.
Good call.
So, Mike, tell us the title of the topic. I love it.
It's go time.
Right. And these would be
songs with the word go, goes, or going in it.
I love it. This is going to be great. This is.
And if I was going to include Gunna, that was like a whole nother, 15 songs or something.
Yeah, I did not include Gunna. Because
of
all.
Or Gone. Gone had a lot more, too.
Yeah, you could do a whole Gunna episode.
Yes.
That's like the most common word in rock, I think.
I would like to do a contraction junction sometimes. Songs that have contractions.
That's a good one.
Yeah, we'll do that. Write that down. I got to say, Mike, this episode,
I'm not writing that down.
This episode is already far and away better than last week's episode. We had a problem here with the guy in your chair, and he might be getting not a phone call. I'm not going to confront people in person. I'm going to probably send a terse Jimmy Pardo like text to this person.
Seems harsh.
But so far, this is an excellent episode. So, Mike, you have more songs. I'm going to let you kick it off. I'm kidding to Murray Valeriano, if you're listening, Murray. I know you're on the treadmill or on your surfboard with a waterproof iPod, whatever you're doing. And, of course, it was a good episode. I mean, the feedback hasn't been good, but I like it. So go ahead, Mike. Let's kick it off with It's Go Time.
All right. Well, I'm going to go old school right now. I wasn't going to leave here without throwing a little old Motown in there. So I'm going to the first one, and that would be Smokey Robinson. 1961 or something.
And the song is called?
The song's called Go Into a Go-Go. Two goes in that title.
Nice. Really three.
Oh, yeah, three.
Going and go-go.
Yeah, he's really hitting it up there with the go.
Sorry, I didn't cue this properly, but I like to hear a little intro. Yeah. It's nice.
It's a good intro. It's a
classic. It is a good intro.
You have the Stones version of this?
Not only do I have it, we're going to play it next.
Uh-oh. Ah, the well, king, the yep, king.
Yep, that's great. And now we'll jump to my song number three. And let's hear a little Rolling Stones from the Still Life live album from 1981. This is the Rolling Stones doing it.
Louder.
It is louder.
It is. I think you could do a whole show of just the Rolling Stones Motown covers.
Oh, you absolutely could.
I think they did. I know they did Just My Imagination.
Yep. Ain't Too Proud to Brag. Brag? Yep.
Yeah,
Ain't
Brag
Too Proud
too.
To Brag. I'm on cocaine. I tried it. Mike gave me some in the bathroom.
Usually it helps improves performance, but
no,
in your case.
Not me. No, yeah. It brings me down.
You know, when I said I tried it once, it was today.
It was today. And he still has some.
I still got it. I'm still flying high.
Of course, you brought 19 songs.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, were you on cocaine when you made this playlist?
Can't stop loading songs.
Because, like, look at this. Not only he brought 19, but look at this page he gave me. Well, there's another 20 on here.
Well, those are the people I wanted to apologize to for not getting to.
Even worse, what he did, he went into his iTunes library, he highlighted every single song, and he made them all titled Go. Just so he could play any song that he wanted to.
That's weird. That's a weird thing to do.
Mike, you're up.
Is it me? Yeah, it's back to me.
That's how it goes. You, okay. And then me, and then back to you.
Oh, my God.
Our friend Billy Idol was
Murray
in a band.
Murray was so great.
Our friend Billy Idol was in a band before he became the Billy Idol we all know and love. And that band was Generation X. So this is a song called Ready, Steady, Go. I think it's probably the biggest hit they had, if they had a hit. If you could call it that.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah. Come on.
It's just drums and bass on that song.
I love it.
It's great.
So that was a name. So he says he's not in love with television.
Yeah.
But the whole song's about a TV show.
I know.
It was Ready, Steady, Go. And name check the host, Kathy McGowan.
Maybe saying I'm not in love with television, but you know what? This show.
I am ready.
I love this,
I'm steady.
I love Breaking Bad. Those are my two shows. Ready, Steady, Go. And I just want to, in case Billy Idol's listening, Billy, why don't you put some management info on your fucking website so I can get you in here? Or maybe that's why you don't have it on there.
What have his people said to you?
He doesn't have any contact info on his website.
Nothing.
No.
You can't even write him a piece of fan mail?
He doesn't look at that.
Well, I mean...
I guess I would have to try
that.
Maybe he would.
I bet he would.
You know, I'm going to go back to the room and check my email.
Were you the one who saw him recently? He said he looked amazing?
I saw him a couple years ago. His body is incredible, and his face is old.
All right.
But the body is like, you know, Zac Efron.
Mm-hmm.
And the face is like, I don't know, me. So,
and he's a sweat machine on stage, isn't he?
He's a sweat machine. I saw him at the wheel turn. He came out, immediately came out shirtless.
Oh, sure. Why
leather pants. It's not even like a slow build. It's nope.
Here we go. Ready, steady, and go.
Speaking of, this song is just called Go. And this is by a band that no one likes, Asia. This is from their third album, Astra. And I got to tell you, you put this in your iPod, and he's going to let you know. Well, you just hear the first lyrics that he sings.
Wow.
I will post, when this episode goes up, I will post the video on the Facebook page. It is horrendous. It is god awful.
What's the theme of the...
It's like aliens, and they're delivering a message through a metal door, and a girl's got a metal helmet on. If anyone can tell me what the storyline is, I would love it. Also, it's 85 now, so they decided to grow their hair out, and it's kind of big.
Oh, no.
And Steve Howe left, and they replaced him with the guitarist from Crocus, Mandy Mayer. So it's not good.
That is awful.
Yeah. Dig for victory, Mike. Go for gold.
No, I didn't even... You said to listen to the first lyric, and I couldn't even understand it. That's
dig for victory, go for gold. I don't want to die before I get old.
That's like something you'd hear during a Rocky montage when he's working out.
Thinking that in their heads when they were writing it, like, this is going to be played in every arena, every sporting event for the next
running
decade.
Up the mountain.
That's what we're doing, and it's also a lyric that a third grader would. If you said, "Hey, write a song to get everyone pumped up," okay, dig for victory, go for gold.
Hey, we were talking about that. I'm halfway out the door already, but I just wanted to remind you that another topic that we were always talking about doing that we never did was like our own version of jock jams, basically like songs that are like good for like getting you pumped up and like sporting event type songs.
Oh, I like that.
I think that'd be fun to do, and I will not come back to do it, but I'm saying you should do it.
Well, I'm making a note. I'm writing jock jams, and then I wrote rock after solid. That call Matt.
Rock solid jock jams.
Rock solid jock jams.
Put Matt is on board.
And then also people can use that for, because a lot of people are asking for music. I feel like I see this on Facebook. People are like, what's good music to jog to? Like, I need good upbeat stuff.
Yeah. Working for the Weekend by Loverboy.
I know a song by Asia that'll get him up that mountain. Oh. I think I just heard it.
I know a song by Asia that will not only get you up the mountain, will make you jump off.
That's like, the rest of the album?
That's the rest of the album. Mike is up.
All right. I don't know. Can you play this one too?
Yes. I looked through. There's only one other one, and I think it's your last one.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. This one, some songs, when you were talking about videos, some are just like automatically linked to the video as soon as you hear it.
Yeah.
And this one, I can give you that video in one word, treadmill. This is OK Go.
OK. Go. Is a jock jam.
That is a jock jam.
Yeah, totally. That's great.
Total jock jam.
And who's the band?
OK Go, out of Chicago.
Wait,
actually,
the band's OK Go.
OK Go,
and the song's called
"Here It Goes Again."
Okay,
yeah, I thought that's a lot of go.
When you said OK Go, I thought maybe that was the song title.
Oh no, you didn't know this band? OK Go.
I don't know.
One of the best videos.
Yeah.
I think
it was a viral hit, like on YouTube.
What year was this?
Five or 6 years.
Yeah,
ago?
Yeah.
5 or 6. Pre-cocaine, post-cocaine.
You should have seen me on that treadmill, man.
I'm sure you saw. Like, they did. They were on like music awards doing, because they the video was just four treadmills.
I actually do remember.
People did
hopping from each one,
and it was like this awesome choreographed thing where they were jumping from one to the other, and then they would do that. They would come out and do it like live, and it was amazing.
Yeah. Without that video, I don't know if that song gets any airplay. And it's a good song. It's a great song.
It's good. It sounds kind of like early '80s, almost like The Knack, actually.
Yeah, a little
like,
bit.
Yeah.
I I'll post that video too, and you guys can vote who's better, Asia Go, or the Go 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 song that Mike played.
All
the
Here it goes again.
Here it goes again. Okay, I'm going to go back. Let's go way back to 1972. Mike, what year were you born?
67.
67? Okay, you might have heard this.
Summer of Love phrase.
Summer of Love. This is a band called The Raspberries.
Oh, I brought in this one too.
Oh, go all the way. I win.
It starts out rocking, but let's bring it down, fellas. Let's bring it down.
Get too crazy in here. Let's settle down.
You thought the riff was kicking
back
in again.
Yeah, I thought
they
were going back
into I did too. I thought it was going to...
That's a great open, and then...
So the Go All The Way, he's talking her into having sex, right?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lead singer?
Yeah.
Eric Carmen.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have every single thing he's ever done in my iTunes.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess that would be their biggest hit, right? The Raspberries?
Let me tell you. Hold on a second.
I think it's got to be. I can't name one of their others.
No. They have like five solid hits. That probably might be the biggest, but I'll tell you. They have Go All The Way. They have I Want To Be With You.
Oh, all right.
I Want To. They have, where's the one? I'm missing the other one. Where is it? Tonight? No, those are the two.
That was it, huh?
Overnight Sensation hit record. Do you know that one?
No. Okay.
No. Oh, let's pretend. Baby, let's pretend.
Well, that's good.
Sing. It's pretty good, right?
No, I mean you singing, right? Yeah, that was fantastic.
Please edit that out.
Why did I think they were from Australia? Wasn't there a band that it's some kind of fruit band?
AC/DC?
No, the Cranberries. No,
they're Irish.
Oh, I thought you were using fruit as Archie Bunker.
No, but it was the...
So I said AC/DC.
Yeah, a little half ways. And half. Maybe they go with other... No, I thought... Angus Young? Didn't they have an older brother that was in a band or something?
Yeah.
Had one hit?
Yeah, Albert Young. But what was the band
this
called?
This is going to piss me off.
Call them the Pears.
I'll look it up.
You're going to look it up?
Maybe keep going with the show.
All right.
Well, it's your turn.
I'm going to bring it back to Chicago. My hometown. These guys they got a big deal in the late 80s. Like, I think around 89 was their first album, and it did really well. And they did three albums, and then they got dropped, and then the lead singer committed suicide.
Oh.
Yeah, it was really kind of a drag. But they were, I don't know if you ever knew this band, they were Material Issue.
No, I know the name.
Yeah, great band. Their first album was called International Pop Overthrow, and they were big. And they kind of opened the door because during the 80s, Chicago had no bands, really rock bands, that hit anything. You know, and then
you
these guys...
When did Smashing Pumpkins come along?
That came in early 90s. Okay. So these guys were like first to really kind of get a big deal.
So
we're not counting...
So by then, yeah, Styx and REO,
yeah, that was
and
the
Chicago
70s.
And Cheap Trick, they were all 70s.
That was 70s. 80s was just a dry period.
Maybe Enough's Enough snuck in there a little bit.
Yeah, and they were a big deal. And then when Enough's Enough got in there, that's when the industry decided, we don't like this kind of music anymore.
Right. We want to go up to Seattle.
And so Material Issue, they were really good about just a kind of power pop, 3-minute song.
I'm probably gonna love it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So this one is called Going Through Your Purse. Your makeup and your compact and your lipstick and shit like that, and the keys that you keep on the chain. Your cigarettes and my lighter too, and a picture of your sister. God, I think you're one of the same. And I cleverly put all these things back into place so you wouldn't think I was a jerk. Yeah, the things I found while going through your face. So I think they're a band
I think you
get into. They were really influenced by bands like The Knack and Cheap Trick. They admit it.
Only three albums?
Three albums, and that was from their third album called Freak City Soundtrack. I guess their biggest hit was Valerie Loves Me. Was on. I don't know if you remember that one.
Do you know the what label they were released on?
I think they were. It might have been Def Jam.
This is gonna be. I'm gonna be able to go like down to Amoeba Records and find all their stuff.
There are three albums. If you do a little best of, you'll. It's a.
Oh, enjoy.
It'll be a good album. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Alex Young remained in Scotland, where the Young family hailed from, Angus and his family.
Okay.
And would later form the London-based group Grapefruit.
Grapefruit!
Look at that!
I knew it was a fruit band!
Look at Mike bringing some musical history.
Yeah. How about that?
I like it. Knowledgeable.
Mm-hmm.
There was a guy on a week or so ago that did not know.
This guy did not know his stuff, I heard.
Didn't know anything about music. No. You know what he did most of the podcast? He watched True Grit DVD on his computer. Unbelievable. We're going to have a treat right now. I know everybody likes solo David Lee Roth. This guy.
You were going to bring this in.
This guy is going crazy.
Yeah, he is.
Matt, shut it down. Wow. It's not doing it for me. You know what? I'm sorry. What I need to hear that in Spanish.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're going to have to wait for me to cue it.
All right.
He's loco, rock. Huh?
Yeah, I need
to. He's going loco?
Loco del colo. Excuse to play Eat 'Em and Smile, the Spanish version.
God.
He recorded the entire album.
That song?
No, the entire album in Spanish.
Oh, man.
Oh, I can give it to you.
No.
Not talking about that. talking about some cocaine.
Oh, attaboy. You're holding?
Yeah, I'm holding.
I do remember that video, though, because he would take any chance to like do different characters, right?
Yeah.
And had some big long intro. And...
Yeah, he liked female bodybuilders and midgets. That's hysterical!
It's loco!
This is totally loco.
Oh, God. That was a horrible song.
Yes. What do you have in the Mike C?
Since we're on the drug kick, a lot of drugs in the 70s, early 70s, and I think they were on it when they made this song. This is Three Dog Night from 1974. It's called The Show Must Go On. Yes.
Oh, boy.
This was a hit song.
Wow.
That's unbelievable. I remember this.
According to the album you got this from, this was in the top 100 of 1974.
1974.
One of the 100 most highest selling songs of the year.
Attaboy.
I have it in my iTunes library.
You have it? Well, there you go.
Jeez Louise.
It needs to be heard.
Sure.
So that people can avoid it.
If you're playing any of those, like a circus song or like the yakety sax, like anytime you bring in like a song that's just like universally irritating, like
it's a good thing.
No, it's a terrible
thing. Well, I mean, we do call this the comedy music podcast. So
that's true.
Throw some of those in.
That is all it's good for, is to laugh at.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Now, if that, does that pop up? Do you play that? Like I have it in my, but I don't, it doesn't pop It'll up. I don't play it.
No, I never, I'm like, I, that was buried deep in there somewhere and I just found it.
All right.
But no.
Cause you typed in go.
That's
and you
immediately, I mean, that Calliope music comes in. No, skip immediately.
Why do we keep it in our eye? Why don't we delete that song from our,
for this show?
Well, okay.
That's why.
That's a good idea.
You never know when you're going to need it.
Someone should do a mashup of that and, you know, Chris Rock in Madagascar 3, where he goes, circus, Afro circus, polka dot, Afro. Someone please create that.
Yes, create it.
And then send it to me.
We've only got two more episodes with Matt, so please make it to me.
And then put it in a capsule and send it to the sun so it's never heard again.
This next artist, he was... was the band, is the band called D-Generation? Do you know that band?
No, I don't know that.
Yeah, this is a member of that band. He's solo now. His name's Jesse Malin. To me, this guy, if there's going to be an heir apparent to Bruce Springsteen, I think this guy is the guy. And this is from his album called The Heat. And this is a song called Going Out West, Jesse Malin.
Well, they tore another building down. It's nothing more.
Did he just come from the dentist?
He's got a little Novocaine in there. Where he just wiped some cocaine on his gums.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I talk to you, mama. So we're going out west where the winds won't harm us now.
He just said the word car. Right there lets him be. He sings a song with Springsteen called Broken Radio. If you've never heard that song, please go buy that.
He really did?
Yeah, he sings a song with Broken. Yeah, with Bruce. He called up Bruce. He goes, hey, do you want to sing this song with me? And Bruce said,
and he went and he goes, how many?
Yeah.
And how many songs would you want to do, Bruce?
First of all, how'd you get my number?
Oh, okay. I looked in the white pages.
Oh, yeah, because I'm listed. You just go to Boss. You just go to Boss / Jersey.
Any phone book in New Jersey has a Boss. It just says.
I tell you, I'm going to miss that Matt Belknap working the board. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great.
Did you guys happen to hear the episode last week with Murray Verlagliaro?
Yeah, I was here.
I give that episode a 1.
Out of 10 or out of 4?
You heard me.
Either way, not good. <That's
it. laughs> So Jesse Malin, you've heard a bunch of his stuff.
Yes. Yeah. I have 3 of his albums. I'll
check it out.
Listen to Broken Radio.
Okay.
Okay.
I will.
Your turn.
I'm going all 80s up in your grill. Uh-oh. Right here.
I don't like 80s music.
Oh yeah. Well, here you go. Take a big bite out of this one, friend. This is Frida, formerly of ABBA.
Okay.
And this is their big solo hit. And if you can just listen to the drums and see if you can guess who produced it. That's your...
What's the song called?
It is called I Know There's Something Going On.
That's right. Those drums are a dead giveaway.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't not know who that is.
I never knew this existed. This is the first I've ever heard of this.
Yeah. Do you know who this is?
A big
drumming on that?
No. I'm not well versed in my 80s drummers.
Let me tell you something.
Got a sound.
If you go to his house, there's no jacket required. That's all I'm selling.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Now I get it.
That's
it
Phil
does
Collins.
Sound like
Phil Collins.
And he produced it. Did he write it too?
No. It's a really well known writer. Big hit maker. Guy,
Shakespeare?
Yeah, it's him.
Shakespeare.
Tommy Shakespeare. But that was Frida from 1983.
Frida, yeah. And I don't know if she ever recorded another solo album after that, did she?
She didn't have any big hits.
No hits.
So.
But
that
I remember
was, that.
That
was it. That was a big one.
Yeah, that was a big hit.
Yeah.
Here's a band, this next band, California band. I used to play this band a lot, and I haven't played them for a long time, Matt.
True. I vouch for that.
This is a band.
California band. Let me guess. Eagles?
No, this is a band. Okay. This is a current band.
Current band,
like,
okay.
In the 2000s.
Oh, okay.
They have 3 albums. They're led by...
They're related somehow to the famous film family.
Film family.
The Coppolas.
The Coppolas? Oh. The drummer guy, the actor? Is that him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Vandaplanet?
This is his brother Robert Schwartzman's band.
Oh, no.
And they're called, you know this band, Rooney.
Oh, Rooney, yeah, okay.
And this is from their last album from 2010 called Eureka, and this is a song called Go On.
What a fool I was to think nothing's ever coming away. It's a little brother's dream to be on the same team someday. I'm sentimental, is that true? But now I don't know what to say. I can't go on believing.
loss of peace, but that's how it goes.
I love some Rooney.
I like that.
Yeah, it's good.
I have to check out more of those guys.
Yeah, their albums are really good. I like the second one the best, but I like all three of them. Rooney.
Rooney.
They're named after the principal in Ferris Bueller.
Right.
Rooney. Yeah. They said that?
Yep, that's true.
Awesome. I thought you were kidding, but that's great.
No, that's true.
Good. All right, good.
All right, Cocaine Mike, what's up?
Pat, when you think 70s heartthrobs, teen idols, 70s teen idols, who jumps into your brain?
David Cassidy.
Of course. And his brother, Sean.
Sure.
And maybe a Leif Garrett.
Maybe a Leif Garrett.
But before all those guys, we're talking like late 60s, early 70s, very early 70s. This guy was gigantic.
Bobby Sherman.
Yes. And he had a little hit song called Easy Come, Easy Go. And it sounds like this.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
Taking a shade out of the sun.
He's on Donnie and Marie. He's got a cane and a top hat.
May think that I was number one.
I can't get any lower in my chair.
Easy come, easy go. I'm sitting it out. Now I'm standing.
He went on to become an EMT.
Yeah,
emergency medical technician.
Yeah, I couldn't remember if he was a cop or something.
No, he's an EMT. If one of us would like to feign a heart attack right now, we maybe get him in the studio.
Oh, hey, easy come, easy go. Huh?
Give him a call. Maybe he gets over here.
Well, maybe if I'd OD on this.
If you would have OD'd, you could have had.
I'm bumping all through this thing.
Bobby Sherman giving you mouth to mouth. This is a band I do not like.
Okay.
I don't like this band. I know a lot of people do like them. I just don't like them. They're called They Might Be Giants.
Oh, mm-hmm. Now they're a big kids act, right?
Yes, yeah. And they have two albums. One's called Here Come the 1-2-3s, and this song is from Here Come the ABCs, and this is a song called Go for G.
Gorillas in the jungle, gazelles out in the field, goats are in the barnyard, and gophers in their holes. Go, 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 go for G. Go, 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 go for G. You're the glorious, generous,
yeah.
Evil and brave.
Boy, send this to the circus with that other song.
Goofballs in their go-karts.
Okay, now you guys.
Why are you playing a children's song?
Yeah, you guys all have kids.
It popped up. Go for G.
Now, you have a choice to make when you have kids. Yeah. I mean, when you start them on this musical path,
right?
Do you look at something like that, or you go old school, or do you go, this is an intro to rock music? Or?
This, I played this for them when they were like, you know, in their car seats and just like.
Did they like it?
Yeah, they like that, you know, and then I think kids get introduced to the Wiggles, right? Do your kids do any Wiggles?
I've avoided the Wiggles, luckily, thus far, but, yeah. You know, there's been a lot of stuff that's probably just as bad as the Wiggles. But yeah, I mean, the thing you find out is that, like, they will scream nonstop in a car ride unless you play something. So you have to, like, find whatever the thing is that makes them stop screaming.
So we just put, we would put Radio Disney on.
Oh, okay.
And that would be, you know, that would be appropriate lyric-wise.
Right.
Because I hear about that guy, Dan Zanes, who's supposed to be really massive. And he was in a band called the Del Fuegos in the 80s. And he just kind of like gravitated into that.
Yeah, he's niche market on the kids scene right now. Yeah,
I'm very protective of lyrical content. So I just don't throw in. You know,
Pat won't play the Rolling Stones with his kids.
I will not play the Rolling Stones in the car. Beatles are almost 95% appropriate.
Yeah, I made my niece a little Beatles mixtape, and a lot of the songs are really childlike. I mean, Yellow Submarine, they can sing along to that.
Even like, I don't even want, like, she was a fast machine, she kept her motor clean. I don't even want them to be like, what is that, Dad?
Well, yeah, when they're older, you do have to worry about that.
Yeah, because, you know.
I mean, personally, I play Kesha for my children, so I'm not as conservative as Pat.
But they're still young enough not to get, then they'll get to an age where she'll get it.
I did have to stop playing Kesha, not because of the music itself, but because then she would start singing it at school, and then that reflects poorly on me.
I was
when do you start the NWA? When does that?
Well,
does that
that's just I'm
in?
Just playing that all nonstop in the house. So if they hear it, then that's
you can play karaoke versions of that without the lyrics. Though.
That'd be weird.
I was one of Matt's most hated artists. I was playing James Taylor in the car last week, and Rita was in the back seat. She goes, "Hey, Dad, who is this?" I go, "This is James Taylor." She goes, "You know what? he's really good.
Oh,
Rita.
Breaking my heart, Rita.
New convert.
Damn it.
Go, 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 go for C, cocaine.
Go, 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 go. Go for,
okay. It is funny. Like, honestly, the fact that you played that is hilarious to me because there have been so many topics that we've done on Rock Solid that when I go to look for a track, I inevitably a kid song pops up because I have so much kid stuff on my phone. And I'm always like, well, I can't play that. Like, it's ridiculous. Like Yo Gabba Gabba or something.
Right.
Like, it's just, it's all nonsense. But sometimes I do kind of want to play it just because it's like,
you should.
Sometimes it's not that bad. Like, there are some things, there's this ridiculous Nickelodeon show called the Fresh Beat Band,
mm-hmm. Oh.
Which is for kids. And like, I kind of like it, even though it's not good. I do kind of, they write very catchy songs. So I could play some of that.
I've seen the Wiggles in concert, man. So
wow, you have?
They put on a great show.
Do they?
Can't be
it's so
true.
Funny
really?
Because yeah, you know what they do, and you know what's funny is they're you can tell that they were probably a band and they couldn't make it, and they're like, fuck it.
Or they're musical theater guys, actors.
Because
yeah.
they were really good musicians and stuff. You know, they all have a character. I got to tell this because it's ridiculous. This is like the laziest character ever. Like, one guy loves to eat. One guy
is sleepy or something, right?
That's the guy, Jeff. Jeff's the guy that falls asleep. I'm like, you fucking bum. So like at one point in the show, they go, where's Jeff? And they shine the light spotlight on. This was in the Universal Amphitheater, sold out.
Right.
At 2 p.m. in the afternoon. They shine it up in the balcony. He's like in the balcony like this. And they just shine the light on him and he's... And they just go, everyone yells. They go, we have to wake Jeff up. Yeah, because Jeff would be asleep with 6,000 people here. So then everyone yells, wake up, Jeff. And he wakes up and then runs back to the stage. And I'm
acting like he's really sleepy.
Kills.
It's a bit.
Yeah. That's like the
kids
guy.
Kids love that kind of
they
joke.
Were coming yes. up, they were coming up with their characters and the guy goes, I don't even want to be in this band. You know what? I'm asleep. That's my character. Suck
did,
on that
did the
band.
Kids go crazy?
They went
oh, they went nuts, right?
They went
hilarious.
What's their attention span on that? I mean, does it have to be an hour?
It's about an hour and 15 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. And they play. Then there's a guy, Captain Feathersword.
Oh. Ooh. Sounds light in his loafers.
A little fruity.
That's his thing.
His sword is
Wait,
a feather.
Is he grapefruit?
Yeah, he's a
yeah,
grapefruit.
He's grapefruit. His sword's a feather.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one guy would go, tickle your ass with... Oh, no, that's something different.
Oh, no.
Forget it.
They're Australian, right? The Wiggles?
Yeah. Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I so want to... That and Barney were the two things I'm like, oh, and what are those weird... like amorphous looking colored shaped animal things.
Oh, the Teletubbies.
Teletubbies. Those yeah. were the three things I was like, I can't do it. I got to avoid it.
Wiggles
but
have,
they find it though,
yeah,
don't they?
They'll find it. They'll
and
see
so
it somewhere.
So far, but there's so many new things every year that they
yeah,
crank out
yeah.
for kids that you can kind of, I mean, yes, they can
You can actively
it.
Avoid it if you,
you can,
want to.
But it is all on Netflix, so you do have to be careful.
They have, the Wiggles sing a song about fruit salad and the lyrics are, fruit salad is yummy, yummy. Yummy, 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 yummy fruit salad. That's the lyric. I think Jeff wrote those in his sleep. That's what I think happened.
Great.
Mike, you got a song for us?
I do. I'm going to put us back into another...
yeah, sorry for that tangent.
Another 80s... you might as well be in a John Hughes movie. And I think this was in a John Hughes movie. And I can't remember the exact one, so maybe people will know. But this is a one-hit and wonder band called Tones on Tail.
Never heard of them.
Tones on Tail with a simple word. Go.
Go.
That's the title.
Living it up, it's a big ticket before you. What's the big free slip, crack the jump or get out of control? You put yourself down, you'll never wink it out of that hole. In your mind, on your head, you'll never, ever get old.
That song, not only, you might be thinking of Career Opportunities.
Maybe.
It was on that soundtrack. Also, little check this out, though. Gross Point Blank.
Wow. Great movie.
Yeah. Party Monster.
Oh, that was the, that. Yeah, with the kid from Home Alone.
Seth Green is, okay. I think, in it.
Yeah.
And it was on an episode of Gossip Girl and an episode of NCIS. So this
wow.
song.
Yeah, that gets traction.
They're paying bills with this thing to this day.
Oh, yeah.
And what do you guys remember about the John Hughes movie Career Opportunities? What do you remember about it?
Oh, the girls.
Yeah, Jennifer Connelly.
Jennifer Connelly.
Gigantic boobs.
Oh,
on the poster.
Very attractive.
That poster guy right
her.
In there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Great. Bad movie.
Yeah, terrible. And that other guy?
Just stuck in a Target
Frank,
or something?
Frank
yeah,
Wally.
Yeah, there was Frank Wally. Boo! Did John Hughes even direct that, or was it just a...
He wrote it.
He wrote it. Yeah, yeah, he did not direct it. You know, I was waiting for Rooney to come in and kick both of them out.
I would assume...
Rooney!
I would assume back then, the studios just said, what else do you got? And he just pulled out stuff from his...
I wrote this in my sleep. Here, you take that.
Yeah, this was never supposed to see the light of day. Green light.
Go ahead, do what you want with it.
I'm going to do a cut. We're tight on time, so I'm going to cut two of my songs. I'm going to say apologies to Led Zeppelin for Going to California.
And I had that on my deep down in my list.
Cuts. I'm going to say apologies to the Bengals for going down to Liverpool.
Mm.
And I'm going to play a Ramon song from Halfway to Sanity with backing vocals by Debbie Harry of Blondie. And this song is called, you're going to have to turn this up too, because it's like from a CD that has never been remastered again.
Okay.
So it's called Go Little Camaro Go. And it just stays like that for 2 minutes and 3 seconds.
Really? It doesn't go into a big orchestral section?
Right. That's a long song for them.
There's no bridge. There's no solo.
Wow.
It's just, that's it. Go Little Camaro, go.
You know, when I saw a clip recently of the US Festival with the Ramones on it.
Oh, wow.
From 82 or 83 or something like that.
They played, 45 songs in 2 minutes?
They played 20 minutes, like 19 songs or something. Great. Unbelievable. And there's a crowd just baking in the sun. They're just a band that shouldn't be seen in daylight. You know, it looks weird.
They got to be sweating like crazy, too.
Yeah.
Just black hair dye dripping down their white T-shirt.
No leather jackets.
Awful.
Okay. Well, then, I don't know if I should... I don't know which one I should skip.
So you're going to do one. I'm going to do another. I'll do some... and then you can close out, and then we'll go to Matt.
Okay. Well, I'm going to do another one-hit wonder. I'm going to go... this is a band called Sly Fox. An American band. This was
And the Family Stone.
Yeah,
I know
this is a section I call Matt's wheelhouse.
Yes, absolutely.
I figured he would know this one. This is Let's Go All the Way.
This song is weird and makes me uncomfortable.
Go.
When does that come in? That does happen.
Yeah, it comes in there.
Another song about coercing someone into having sexual intercourse.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
And
Sly Fox.
Staying on topic, that song was definitely written on cocaine.
Oh, yeah. 1986.
Performed on cocaine.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I actually think
the executive who signed this band was snorting cocaine while he signed them.
I think that They Might Be Giants song was also coercing people to have sex. Go for G. I think that's a G spot. What do you think? Go for G.
G.
Gash.
It's a children's song.
I know, but I think they're
offensive. From the guy
this.
Who won't play the Rolling Stones for
I think
his children.
Let me throw out some stuff before I play my last songs to get it out of the way. Please visit Jason Wilcox's amazing site, www.rocksolidpodcast.com. He has put together all the songs, all the playlists, all the shenanigans that we do here. He doesn't have all the episodes logged yet, but it's a work in progress. Also follow us on Twitter at Rock Solid Show.
Yep.
And go to the Facebook page and like us there. And I'm going to play my last song, then we'll throw it back to Mike, and then we'll let Matt close us out. And Mike, you already gave all your information where we can hear Travel Tales and everything.
Yeah, TravelTalesPodcast.com and Travel Tales Pod at Twitter.
Listen to Never Not Funny. By the time this airs, we're getting very close to Podcastathon number 5 coming up on November 29th, day after Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we'll have some word on that soon via Never Not Funny. And my last song, it was between Lindsey Buckingham's Go Insane. Or I said, you know what, even though this song has been played so much, I still love it. So I went with Fleetwood Mac's Go Your Own Way on Rock Solid.
tell me why.
That never gets old.
That never gets old.
Never gets old. Sounds amazing.
Mike and I saw Fleetwood Mac this past year.
We did. And I'm sure. And right after that song, Lindsey Buckingham took an overly dramatic bow.
Yes, he did.
Oh, I'm exhausted.
Pretentious.
Pretentious. Oh, but yeah, still just, sounded great.
Yeah, he did.
What an amazing guitarist, too.
Stevie Nicks was there, too. Yes, I was there with...
I was there. I never had children.
I never had children. And, you know, Lindsey and I moved out here, and we didn't have anything. And I was cleaning houses, and Lindsey was writing songs. And we just kept at it. We kept at it. And the next thing you know, we had a solo, an album out together, Buckingham Nicks. It didn't do anything. But luckily, Lindsey was playing some tracks, and Mick Fleetwood met him. And he said, would you like to join Fleetwood Mac? And God bless him. Lindsey said, I will join, but only if my girlfriend joins too, and the rest is history. And this
was your girlfriend.
This is Rhiannon.
No one in the crowd knew any of that story. They were like, "What is this now? Yeah. You guys did what?"
I have been a fan for 50 years. I did not know any of this.
Now, you weren't in the original blues-based version.
I thought you were British.
You.
Lindsey and I, we didn't go to England.
I didn't have children. I don't regret it. You do.
No one keeps saying that at the age of 60.
They don't regret it. The songs are my babies, and I'll leave all my money to my niece and nephew.
And now I'll take questions from the audience.
Did you ever have children? No, I didn't.
Now, Lindsey and I, we
didn't. Let me tell you the story of not having children.
Maybe she did, and she just doesn't want to admit. That's why she keeps saying it.
What if she has like 1,000 children?
Hey, what is? I didn't know anything about this until I saw this random picture on Facebook. But Mia Farrow has a son. And like recently they're like, yeah, it might be Frank Sinatra's son.
No,
look at the fucking picture. The guy's a spitting image. He's like a more handsome Sinatra. It's crazy. He's like literally the combination of both of them, like the most handsome, striking guy.
When
it's like, you think that's old blue eyes of son? He's got the exact same color eyes.
Yeah, put a mic in front of him and be like, witchcraft. I think it is him.
None of your business, baby. No, he actually tweeted something very funny. He tweeted, probably all of us are probably Frank Sinatra's children.
That's funny.
That's good.
So what does that guy do for a living? What is his deal?
Fucks chicks, baby.
I
don't know what he does.
He's
not
a singer. He's not.
Not yet.
Yeah, seems like he could do whatever he wants.
He's going on tour with Connick Jr. and Bublé.
Yeah,
if his early movies are funny and then become less funny, he might be Woody's kid.
Well, I don't know if hey baby.
Mike, all right, I got one left, right?
He actually has 18 left, but
I have a lot. So I'm going
and
to
actually,
skip.
Actually, there are two that will not play. So see if you can.
Oh,
pick
really?
One that, we'll see what happens.
They won't.
Yeah, you have these. Remember iTunes? When you buy iTunes tracks for a while, they were protected.
Password protected, baby. Okay. Send Jilly over.
Here are the two that won't play.
Which ones?
The circle next to them. There.
Oh, they won't. Okay. Well, then that takes care of one. And my apologies to the Jam then, because I always like to sneak them in. It's going to play Going Underground. But so now I'm going to end on one of my favorite bands from my college days, and this is The Replacements, who I saw their last show ever at Grant Park Chicago.
We played, there was a Replacement song played last show, too.
Yes.
And this actually, it wasn't their last show because they're touring again.
Are they back?
Only two shows.
Two shows, according to Murray Valeriano.
They played in Chicago, I think, and then they played in Denver. Is that right? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
There might be more dates to come. We'll see.
I'm going to say in the summer they're going to come around.
Well, this is from their album All Shook Down. This is...
I'm sorry. You mean All Shook Up.
Down.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Well, it's All Shook Down, Pat.
Oh, they're being witty.
Yeah, this is Merry Go Round.
In fall, you knew how much it cost. A troubled doll around your neck when you lost. Wouldn't make a sound, but I could hear your little heart pound. And I watched your feet slip off the ground. Merry-go-round in dreams, right someday. It seems when she sleeps, she's free. Merry-go-round in dreams.
It takes me back.
That's a great song.
I don't
own any Replacements. I know that if I buy one album, I'm going to buy it all.
Yeah, right? I think you'd like it.
I think I would love it. Every time I hear it, whether when Gary would play it, when you guys played it, I love it. So that's great. Good topic.
I didn't know they were going back on the road. I got to see that.
I think they have an EP you can buy on iTunes. Some news. They did some cover stuff.
Oh, great. The Brothers Are Talking, apparently.
Yeah, look at that.
No, not the old. Yeah. Bob is still
dead.
Sober. Dead.
I think he's dead.
Did he die finally? Yeah. Okay. So they're not getting back together.
Finally.
Finally. Like you're, finally. Like you're willing. I remember when Maya Siegel and Bob used to do coke.
Oh, we used
together.
To do. No, he was he liked his booze, old Bob.
Did he?
Yeah.
Everyone likes their booze.
Yes.
I'm torn here, so I'm going to put it to you, Pat. I'm going to give you the choice.
Okay.
80s, 2000s, or children's?
Oh, we already had a children's song.
Yeah, so but this is children's by one of your favorite female artists.
Let's do children's.
Okay.
I guess I swayed it in that direction.
Yeah. Well, wait. First of all, thank you, Mike. This was great.
No, thanks for having me. This is a blast.
Nice to have you aboard. Matt, thanks again for everything, and I look forward to recording with you next two episodes. Mm. Going to have some female voices in the co-host chair coming up, so look forward to that. Guys, don't look forward to it too much. I don't want it to get icky. But I just want you to listen and enjoy the show. I don't want you to do anything while you're listening. Edit that out. Okay. Matt, play your songs.
This is our old friend / nemesis, Lisa Loeb.
Oh,
she's done a couple of children's albums. She did actually, this was on two different albums, I think, that she did. And it's a kind of a camp song, and it's one of the songs that I don't mind listening to in the car, with my kids. Cause it's pretty catchy. It's called Going Away.
Bye, everybody. Later. Don't do coke.
Just once.
It starts out real quiet.
Mike, I think one of the plugs came out of the board.
My name's Matt. That's Mike over there.
Yeah, I know.
Going away. I'm going away. Listen to this roots. Hey, suck on this, Mumford and Sons. I'm home.
Soap and towel and toothpaste, my sunscreen and my shoes, my name sewn in my underwear so no one gets confused. Give my turtle for my brother, teach him how to feed my snakes, make sure that my grandmother knows where to send the cupcakes. I'm going away, I'm going.